This is Akashwani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. India has condemned the attack on a Hindu temple in Canada's Ontario perpetrated by extremists and separatists at Brampton. New Delhi has expressed deep concern about the safety and security of Indian nationals in Canada. Strongly condemning the attack, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in a social media post that cowardly attempts to intimidate country's diplomats are equally appalling. He asserted that such acts of violence will never weaken the country's resolve. Mr. Modi called on Canadian government to ensure justice and uphold the rule of law. Earlier, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal asked the Canada government to ensure that all places of worship are protected from such attacks. He said, India also expects that those indulging in violence will be prosecuted. In a statement, the Indian High Commission in Ottawa expressed disappointment at the violent disruption outside the consular camp in Brampton, Ontario. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the first Asian Buddhist Summit in New Delhi today. This two-day summit, beginning today, will celebrate the rich heritage of Buddhism. It will feature esteemed Sangha leaders, scholars and practitioners from across the continent. The summit aims to foster dialogue and understanding while addressing contemporary challenges faced by the Buddhist community. The Ministry of Culture, in collaboration with the International Buddhist Confederation, IBC, is organizing this summit to honor Buddhism, an ancient tradition that not only flourished within its borders but also spread to various countries. The theme of the summit is the role of Buddha Dhamma in strengthening Asia. The Ministry of Tourism will participate in World Travel Market London beginning today at Excel, London. This three-day-long international travel and tourism event will conclude on 7th of November. A delegation comprising 50 stakeholders, including state governments, inbound tour operators, airlines and hoteliers from the Indian travel industry, will participate in this event. During the event, India Pavilion will showcase the country's rich kaleidoscope of cultures, languages and traditions. The focus of this year's India Pavilion is wedding tourism, meetings, incentives, conferences and exhibitions, MICE, tourism and Mahakumbh. A special mock mandapam in the pavilion has been created to give the look and feel of an Indian wedding. This initiative aligns with India's strategic goal to enhance inbound tourism and position the country as a premier global travel destination. In Mizoram, the stage is set ready for voting today to elect 12 members of the Sin Lung Hills Council. A total of more than 23,000 voters, including 11,914 female voters, will participate in the election. Voting will take place in 19 polling stations. There are 6 polling stations which were declared as critical. Speaking to Akashwani News, Secretary of the Mizoram State Election Commission, Puke Ladingliana, said that all preparations are in place for conduct of free, fair and peaceful elections. He said that voting will take place from 7 a.m. and will go till 4 p.m. Indian Railways is operating around 22 festival special trains tomorrow originating from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country. These include special trains to Saharsa, Jayanagar, Patna, Muzaffarpur, Gorakhpur, Darbhanga, Secunderabad and Malda town. According to the Railways, 145 extra special trains are being operated from 2nd to 8th of this month to ensure smooth travel during Chhat Puja. The railway is facilitating the movement of an additional 2 lakh passengers daily, ensuring seamless travel for millions of devotees during the festive season. The air quality in Delhi NCR is continuously deteriorating, with air quality index reaching 386 at 8 yesterday. The air quality in the region remains in the very poor category. According to Central Pollution Control Board data, the AQI in some parts of the city reached severe levels, crossing the 400 mark. Anand Vihar recorded an AQI of 446, Alipur recorded 401, Burari recorded 413, New Moti Bagh 416, Punjabi Bagh 406 and Nehru Nagar 403. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog or mist during the night and morning hours today. The India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning in isolated areas of Kerala, Mahe, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.